Blog Talk Radio. voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in calm, patient turn must be that we have cooled off too long. And if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life can truly be. Shine and star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Here we are once again Saturday night with the man himself, the greatest leader of them all, the man that's going to take you on high, take your mind, your spirit to another level. You're going to meditate. You're going to meditate yourself to from meditation to millionaire status, the man himself, Dr. Benjamin Bridges. Let's give him a nice hand and welcome him to Experiencing Spiritual Unity and Meditation Show.
Yes, indeed. Peace and blessings to everyone. I'm glad to see you came on to join us. And what I wanted to talk about is the fact that spiritual unity is something that we really need to do. Because in us coming together as spiritual unity, there's a lot of things that can be done. And we can definitely see about making things happen. You know, the beautiful thing about it is that, you know, when you really think about it, unfortunately, right now, we have a lot of brick walls that are put up between our different religions, you know. Sometimes you find the Jews and Hebrews against the Muslims, and you find, you know, even different Christians against each other. If you're not a Baptist, I ain't dealing with no Methodists. If you're not a Methodist, I ain't dealing with no Catholics, and all this kind of thing. Things and stuff that's going on, but we don't need to have those brick walls up, you know, and that's the whole thing. You know, what we need to do is to really start to see ourselves coming together, regardless of the religion that you're in. You know, we can start to pray together, we can start to fast together and meditate together in focusing on different goals that we want to achieve. And when we come and deal with it from that perspective, that's when we can start to have respect for one another, regardless of whether you're a Christian like person or whether you're a Muslim like that person, whether you're a Rasta like this person or a Hebrew Israelite like that person. You know, it doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is that we come together in unity spiritually, and we're going to see a lot of great and wonderful things come about, without a doubt. But the bottom line is we have to actually, you know that this is something that can really happen, you know, and that we can really bring it about. And if we do really look at not only, you know, what someone is just saying, but also understand that things have happened in the past where we have been able to get things done, and that's how you know that these things can actually come about. Because in the past, and this wasn't, you know, not just back in the 60s when we, you know, did have some great triumphs in regards to being able to get our rights back, you know, during the civil rights movement. And because at one time, you know, there were so many things that we weren't able to do. We weren't able to send our kids or even adults to, you know, colleges or high schools that were white. We weren't able to go to a hotel or to a restaurant that was white owned. And, you know, throughout the country, they just had put up brick walls against us, denying us a lot of activities of what we could do and what we couldn't do. And basically, it was to deal with, you know, just the regular things that you would deal with as a citizen here in the United States. Those were restrictions against us. And then we came together in the 60s, and it didn't make a difference whether we were Muslim, Christians, Hebrews, Rastas, it didn't make a difference what we were. We all came together in unity. And that's a great and wonderful thing. And the good results on that is that there were marches, there were, you know, people coming together in prayer. And, you know, when we did do that, what ended up happening, it brought forth some very powerful type of results that, you know, brought forth some very positive change. And one of the main things was when good old Martin, you know, he met with the president of the United States on three different occasions, and he spoke with him about, hey, come on, you know, there's no reason why you guys cannot allow us to be citizens here in this country and have rights just like any other human being. I don't know why you're trying to deny us that right. It doesn't make any sense. And he spoke with him about that on three different occasions, and the president finally agreed with him and said, you know what, you're right, you know. And that was good that Martin had a chance to talk with him, because afterwards, the civil rights ability to vote and to go to schools and hotels and restaurants, all those things were given to us as, you know, the United States. And that was a good thing, you know, and that's why I'm saying to you that those things that happened in the past can happen again in the future at this time, because the bottom line is, in the present, we do have the ability to come together in unity. But, you know, again, brick walls of negative feelings that we shouldn't, brick walls of not wanting to come together because we feel it's a waste of time, brick walls of not wanting to trust each other or even wanting to help each other is there. We need to tear those brick walls of satanic negativity down and start to care for one another, start to trust one another, start to want to help one another. These are things that we really, truly need to do. And once we start to do this, we'll start to see a brand new reality where we can really start to work with one another and really start to bring about some positive change. But the bottom line is, the other side of things that not only happened way back in the 60s, we did some things recently, you know, in the 2000s, and that was, we stopped a serious gang war where our kids were being killed. Just like every week we turn around and we see 3 or 5 or 10 kids getting gunned down because they were shooting each other to death. And it was just really crazy. But the good thing about it, we came together in unity, and we went into the schools and spoke with them and told them that they need to really start to think about doing something positive with their life. Killing each other is not anything positive. It's putting you either in jail or it's going to put you in the early grave, because not only are you pulling a trigger, but somebody's pulling a trigger at you as well, and you guys are shooting at each other, you know, for crazy reasons that doesn't even make any sense. So you need to stop all of this madness and try to look at living a positive life and a prosperous life where you could benefit from this. Instead of seeing yourself going to jail or seeing yourself going into an early grave and dying at 17, 16, 18, you know, 20 years old, it doesn't make any sense to die as a young teenager or anything like that. You're starting off with your life and you haven't even got a chance to get half of the things that you want to get done yet with your life, and you have to give up that body already. It doesn't make any sense for you to be in that situation. And we spoke with them about that. We also told them, you know, about different great opportunities that are available for them, but selling drugs and being in gangs and killing each other was not on the list at all. And they needed to start to really focus on positive things that they could do that could bring about positive new reality of success for them. And a lot of them did, you know, quit and come out of the gangs, and that was really great, and I was really glad to see that. You know, I would say about 65-70% of them decided to step away, and that really helped because the amount of killing, you know, went down. And that was good, but there was still about 35-40% of them that had made up their minds that they were going to stick with, you know, being in these gangs and keep killing each other, keep selling drugs, because that's what they wanted to do. for their future, and they wanted to be like a little black mafia that could, you know, just go around selling drugs and killing each other, which was ridiculous. But that's what they was, their minds were stuck into, that satanic state of mind where they just wanted to, you know, destroy each other's lives and, you know, sell drugs in our community. And whether they knew it or not, doing that kind of stuff was going to destroy our community as well. We didn't need all of that. Anyway, make a long story short, what ended up happening, Jesus did come to us. And in his coming to us in a meditation, he told us that if we actually would start to focus on seeing the divine love of God and the divine love of Christ into the minds and hearts of these gangbangers that wanted to kill each other, wanted to sell drugs and destroy each other's lives, Jesus said he would go into their minds and hearts and cleanse all of that madness away. And I said, wow, that's really interesting that Jesus said that these are things that he would do. And what ended up happening with that at that standpoint was that we actually came together in prayer and in meditation, and we started to visualize that Jesus told us to see the divine love of God's light, the divine love of Christ's love and light going into the minds and hearts of these gangbangers and cleansing all of that negativity away and that desire to kill each other, to keep selling drugs in the community. And the beautiful thing about it, 2 weeks after we were doing that, the gang wars were ending. And I was really glad to see that we were able to save many, many lives that actually could have been taken. But because the gang wars were over, their lives were spared and their lives were saved. And I was really glad to see that. So if we could come together, you know, even in recent times, you know, the 60s was very powerful and great to see. But also even in recent times, if we could end the gang war and spiritual unity, then that means that we can also do great things again in spiritual unity. But the bottom line is we have to know that these are things that we can do. And the only way that we can have the faith and the confidence that we can do these things is to really start to know our true identity. I know, unfortunately, in many churches, mosques, and you know, Hebrew temples, we're being told that we are sinners that need to change our mindset and just become good Christians, good Muslims, good Hebrews, right? Or even good Gnostics. But the bottom line is that, not saying that that shouldn't be, but that is an important piece. But the other side of it is, do you know that you're not just a limited human being that needs to overcome sinful things that are happening in the world? You also need to become a person who knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are a spiritual God being as well that has the ability to do great, awesome, and amazing things. And the thing about it is, I know we've been told that we could never do anything spiritual that could amount to healing and being able to be able to bring about positive change in our community like we did with the gang wars, you know, through the prayer and meditation. You know, the other thing about it is if you include fasting, prayer, visualization, meditation, and focus on a goal, and you have a group of people that not saying, I don't know if this is going to work. I think I'm wasting my time. If you got people that are thinking like that and you're working with them, you have the wrong people. But if you're thinking with people that are saying, oh, yeah, this we could definitely make this happen. We just need to come together in spiritual unity and focus on different things. And I know we can achieve the goals and dreams that we have that we want to see happen in our lives. And the thing about it is through the power of God and through the power of Christ, through the power of Allah, through the power of Lord Jehovah, we can make these great and wonderful and fantastic things come about, but we have to believe in it beyond a shadow of a doubt. Because if we're going to be a doubting Thomas, a doubting Thomasina that's saying, oh, man, it's probably not going to work. They all give it a try. No, it's not going to work like that. You have to believe that you know it's going to happen. And if you really feel and think in a state of confidence, in a state of knowingness, state of faith that you have in yourself and in God, then you can come together with others in that same state of consciousness, and you will have a powerful group of people that you can work with that can accomplish some great and wonderful things. But the only difference between those that will really make it happen and unfortunately those that won't, you have to have people whose consciousness is at a state of high, where they are dealing with a higher state of consciousness in God and Christ and Allah and Jehovah, you know. And basically, when you're thinking up on high in a state of knowingness that this is going to make some things happen, that's when you get positive results. But being a doubter is not going to get you there. So one of the things that we need to focus on is, like I said before, when you look at even Lord Jehovah, who is the father, spiritual father of Jesus, and he said something that was very powerful. He said, you are made in the likeness and image of God. He didn't say that, yeah, you're just a limited human being and you can only do but so little, you know, nothing really. Just, don't even try nothing great because you'll never make it. He never said nothing like that. He said, you are made in the likeness and image of God. And that's what is written in the Bible, that were his words that he shared with his followers. And when he shared those words with his followers, what the bottom line came down to was what he was saying is that if you're made in the image of God and in the likeness of God, that means that you are God being yourself. But the bottom line is that being that you are a God being and being that you do have God-given power that is within you, the bottom line is what you need to do in order to actually activate that is to focus on the fact that you are that and that you are going to use your God-given power to do great, positive, and helpful things for yourself and for your community. And they have to be positive things because God nor Christ nor Allah is ever going to give you any God-given power to sell, to go out and start a murdering corporation, to start a prostitution house. He's not going to allow you to do any of that negativity. But what he will do is if you wanted to help, you know, the poor, the sick, the needy, if you wanted to bring about, you know, opportunities where in certain states where our rights have been stripped away from us, we can get our rights back. If you wanted to help our people come out of poverty and come into positivity and prosperity, that's another thing that you could do. But the bottom line is that these are things where God wouldn't mind assisting you with. But if it's something negative that you want to do to get it, it's not going to work for you because God only wants you to be empowered to do positive things, not negative things. And these are the things that we need to really focus on, knowing that we are God beings, true sons and daughters of God that have the ability to do great, spiritual, awesome, and amazing things. But we have to do it to serve God and to serve the family of humanity. And if we see it from that perspective, then that's when we can truly, truly start to come about with a new reality of God's new reality, where there will be peace on earth. Wouldn't that be great to have peace on earth instead of every day? I'm not talking about once a month or once every 2 years you hear about somebody killing somebody else or somebody robbing somebody else. Or somebody that's just in rape, or somebody that's just been in a situation where they were terribly taken advantage of financially, or, you know, in so many other different characters, situations. These are things that have happened to people on a daily basis here in this world, in this country as well. Even though you're here in the United States, which is you know, supposed to be one of the richest countries in the world, you still have people killing each other every day. You still have people in situations where they're being robbed every day. People are being raped every day. And some people are so much, unfortunately, involved in seeing their life becoming worse and worse and worse every day. They're at the point where they end up committing suicide. So these are things that happen on a daily basis. But what would happen with us coming together in spiritual unity and focus on ending all of this insanity that's happening to the human race? We can stop this by focusing on our ability to really bring about positive change by utilizing our God-given power to see God's new reality come about. And this will bring all of that negativity of killing each other, raping each other, murdering each other, whether it's family and friends, whether it's strangers, whether it's somebody you're killing so you can rob them, whether it's a person that's so frustrated and angry with themselves that they're committing suicide. All those kind of crazy things can be totally erased from the human race. But the only way it can happen is if we can raise our consciousness up on high and get away from Satan's lies that we should be stuck in anger. We should be stuck in hatred. We should be stuck in wanting to rob each other and kill each other and all these kind of crazy things. We do not have to stay stuck in that. We can raise our consciousness up on high and start to see God's new reality begin to fly into our lives. But the only thing is, we have to start to believe it. We have to start to know that our true reality is not being limited, not being someone that is incapable of achieving anything in life. You can achieve it, but you have to do more than just be a doubter. You have to be a believer. You have to know that this is something that can come about. And like I said, when you can look back a couple of years, the saving of hundreds of kids' lives by ending the gang wars, that's a good thing. When you can see the changing of their mindset from wanting to kill each other to now ending all of that negative hatred and anger and just, you know, craziness of wanting to do each other in and destroy each other's lives just so that you can make money selling drugs and other things. Totally ridiculous. We don't need to be dealing with that kind of mentality. And this is the message that we need to give to our youth and even to some of our adults. Because the bottom line is, once we start to see our true identity and awakening ourselves to God's new reality that is here for us to receive, then that's when a lot of these great, awesome, and amazing things can come about. But how can it ever come about if your mind is filled with nothing but doubt? You cannot achieve anything being a doubting Thomas or a doubting Thomasina. But if you actually really and truly start to believe that you are a God being, as Lord Jehovah says, and that's another religion too. Krishna even speaks about we are God beings as well. And another, you know, aspect is Jesus. He even said the things I do, you can do, and even more. Jesus said that. And that is very powerful as well. Jesus resurrected the dead. Jesus walked on water. Jesus healed the sick and the dying. Jesus manifested food for his followers. You know, when they came to hear him speak, Jesus did a lot of supernatural and amazing things. And he's saying, yeah, I did this, but guess what? So can you. So if you're saying that these are things that you can do, why aren't we doing it? Mainly because we've been brainwashed from this society that's telling us that we are limited human beings. And being that we've been told that over and over again from childhood to adulthood, sometimes it is hard to bring your mind and your consciousness out of seeing yourself in that limited state of mind, that you would never be able to do anything that Jesus did. You would never really be able to see yourself as a God being, as Lord Jehovah said. And there was even a great spiritual teacher in a place called India, and his name was Sai Baba. And he was considered to be one of the top guru spiritual teachers there in India. And, you know, I never forget being in a one-on-one meeting with him. You know, I was, like, really surprised to be there, because we had four of us in our group. And actually, there were 12 of us all together, but eight of us went up to another ashram up in the mountains, and then that left four of us here in India when I went to go see him. And he said, well, bring the four people, you know, so I can sit down and talk with them, you know. And then what ended up happening, I went to go sit down to talk with them with, you know, our group. And then he picked the three people in the group and said, yes, I want to speak with them. But you, no, now you just sit there. I'm not speaking with you. I said, what? You're not speaking with me? I said, really? He said, yes. I speak with them. He said, you three, come with me. I said, wow, man. He picked me. He was just clowning around and making believe he was going to talk with me. What the heck is going on? I thought he was going to talk with me, too. And then after he spoke with them, he came out. He said, oh, me and you. Just me and you speak now. One-on-one. You come to the room here. And we shall speak. And I said, what? One-on-one? Just me and you? And I was really surprised that he was going to bless me with an opportunity where it was just going to be me and him. But one of the things that he did say to me that I never forgot, he said, there is no difference between us. The only difference that is that I know I am God and you don't. And that's the thing. We need to realize that we are God beings. It's not just, you know, a thing that you read in the Bible or in the Quran or anything like that. It's something that is real. And if we can start to see that, then we'll be able to start to tap into our God-given power. And that was the beautiful thing about that. Because after he said that, after reading what was said in the Quran, in the Bible, rather, with Lord Jehovah, and also even with Jesus the Christ, that's when I started to really believe that, hey, you know what? I am a God being. And being that I am, my God-given power, I could start to use that. I'm going to see if I could be a healer or something and see what happens with that. And that's when I started to reach out and try to see if I could be a healer. And I did. I was able to give a brother who was blind his vision back. He was in Tennessee, and he had lost his vision. And his lady, who's a friend of mine, told me about him. And, you know, did prayer and meditation, you know, being a brother. And the beautiful thing about it was that after we finished, he was able to see again. And I was really glad to see that. Also, there was another brother who was on his deathbed. And Jesus came to me and told me, said, I want you to call this brother. Said, I want you to call him tomorrow. I said, really? Call him tomorrow? He said, yeah, tomorrow morning. He said, it's very important that you call him at that time. I said, really? He said, what is it about? He said, when you speak with him, you'll be able to find out exactly what it's about. I said, yeah, because I haven't spoken with him in a while, but I'll give him a call. Anyway, when I spoke with him on the phone, I said, hey, how you doing? My brother, you know, and he said, oh, man, I'm in extreme pain. My whole body, man, I feel like I'm about to die. I don't think I'm even going to live throughout this day. I was like, what? Really? I said, oh, wow. I said, now I understand why Jesus told me to call you. And I said, you know what? What we need to do is do a healing meditation together on the phone and see what we can do. And he said, okay, let's do that. We did the healing meditation together. Half an hour later, he got his voice back, and he told me all the pain in his body was gone. And there was quite a few other people that I had healed, even recently. You know, some of these were years ago. But also recently, like, you know, healing people. You know, there was a sister that had been in a car accident 3 years ago and had messed up her back, messed up her hips. And, you know, she was walking with one of those, you know, walking strollers the street with. And what ended up happening with that, it was a sad situation because she was saying for 3 years she had to deal with that. And she, you know, her hips and her back was in much pain. And she said she heard about the meditation with me, and she was wondering if I could, you know, do the meditation program with her. I said, yeah. You know, so she came to our office, and what ended up happening, we did the healing meditation right there in the office. And after we did the healing meditation together, you know, she was telling me later on the next day that she didn't have any more pain in her body. And I was like, wow, that was great, you know. And then to make it even interesting on that, right, she was telling me that there was a bus that just passed her by and that, you know, there were people on the corner, but they were like down at the end of the corner there, which was a little distance away from her. And if she was going to take baby steps like, you know, she had been doing for the last 3 years, she said there's no way that she was going to catch on to that bus. And she really was late for an appointment if she wasn't going to miss that bus. So she said, you know what, let me see if I could run over there and catch that bus, because if I don't run over there, forget it, I know I ain't going to catch it. So she tried to run down the block, and she was actually able to run down the block. And then she got on the bus, and she made it on. And after she made it on the bus, she called me. She said, Ray Allen, what's going to happen to me? I said, what? I just made it on this bus. Well, I haven't been able to run or anything like that for 3 years. And I just did it recently. I said, wow. I said, that's great. I'm really glad to hear that. She said, yeah. I said, wow, this is really wonderful. I'm glad we did the healing meditation. I said, hey, there you go, sis. I'm glad you did too, you know? So these are things that can happen. But I had to really believe that my God-given power was there and that Jesus wasn't clowning around when he said, the things I do, you can do and more. Nor was Lord Jehovah clowning when he said, you are made in the likeness and image of God. He wasn't clowning with that. And even Shai Baba, when he told me there's no difference between us, the only difference is that I know I'm God and you don't know. So once you can come into knowing that you are God, that's when you can actually tap into your God-given power. But you can't go into knowing that and be a doubter as well. You have to erase all the doubting from your mind and heart and believe it fully beyond a shadow of a doubt that your God-given power can truly come about. And once you start seeing things from that state of mind, that's when great, awesome, and amazing things can happen for you. But if you're going to say, what? You think that I could heal people and I could get out of here? Man, I can't do that. If you're going to stay in that state of mind where you know that you're incapable of doing that because that's the brainwashing that has been, you know, seized into your mind over the years, then you're right, you're not going to be able to do it. But if you can start to raise your consciousness in confidence, in knowing it, in faith in yourself and God, that you have the ability to do these things, that's when these things are truly going to come about. And that's beyond a shadow of a doubt that you can make it come about. But you have to believe it. And once we start to believe in these things, that's when great things can come about. And what's even greater is when not only just the individual does it, but when we come together in unity spiritually and we focus on different things that we want to see come about, that's when different things can truly come about. And we're going to be able to see great, awesome, and amazing things without a doubt. But we have to believe it in order to achieve it. We have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that all of this can truly come about. We just have to be in the right state of mind and we'll start to see our new reality. So with that being said, I just wanted to share that with you all. And for those that are having an open mind and open heart at this time and can say, hey, you know what, brother? What you're saying right now, I can believe that. And I know I can achieve that. I just really need to, you know, start to, you know, like you said, say affirmations, start to visualize myself as an actual God being and actually see that I have my God-given power and I can do awesome and amazing things with it and not just try to do it, you know, for 24 or 48 hours. And if it don't happen within that two or three days, then forget it. Just throw in the towel and say, oh, man, I don't even know what I was wasting my time. No. You know, it took me months before I was able to plug into this. It was not, you know, something I did in a week, 2 weeks, or 1 month. It took, you know, 3 or 4 months before I was even able to get that going. And the beautiful thing about it was that I wasn't a quitter. So I say to you, quitter, if you don't see it happening overnight, if you don't see it happening within 24 hours, don't throw in the towel and say, what? See, look, man, I thought this was going to work. I tried this for a whole day and it didn't happen. Yeah, but that's where you're being tested by God, because what you have to do is show your true faith and show your true belief that what God was saying, what Christ was saying, what Allah was saying, what Sai Baba was saying, and, you know, Krishna and others, you know, God beings have been saying on planet Earth here, what they're saying is that you are a God being. You do have your God-given power. But if you don't believe it, you will never receive it. But if you do believe it, and even though it may take you a while to get it, some people might get it in 24 hours. Some people might take a week or two. But if it takes 3 or 4 months or 6 months for you to get it, hey, so what? The bottom line is that you got it now. And that is what is the life-changing situation for you. So all I can say to you now is definitely keep your mind up on high so that your goals and dreams can start to fly, and know for a fact that we can definitely start to make things happen. But we have to believe it in order for us to receive it. And that's the true reality. So peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Right now, I do believe we do have some of our guest speakers on that would like to come on and share with us some information. And if they are on at this time, we will see what they have to say. Not really? Huh? Please. Can I continue on? Yeah, go ahead. You can do that. Okay, so right now, we're going to have you listen to our commercial and see, you know, some of the things that can be sold and different opportunities that's out there for these. All right, so listen up.
Yeah. Oh, entertainment. Worldwide. Network. We on live. We in your speakers. And on your mind. 10 o'clock.
We on time.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Lay. I'm on payment with NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Fiend, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, the Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? This your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, checking traps.
This your peeps, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
Your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? It's the Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Shell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hampton.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed to Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jahad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy, Jay Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for Ray's conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled SAG Pants Equals a SAG Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2 Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2 Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call. Join in the conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partners, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office, 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11 @gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is so seductive. Live.com. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
So Seductive Live has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiara Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I believe in fashion, so Seductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners. And how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success. And experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Work. We all live. We in your speakers. And on your mind. On your mind. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. We on time.
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
Okay, so now, just wanted to bring you to a clear understanding of some of the things that, you know, can be dealt with from a more reasonable standpoint as well. And sometimes in dealing with things, especially, you know, here in the United States, you know, you may find yourself in a situation where you may need some legal support and legal help. And the thing about it is that, you know, sometimes in engaging with these lawyers, it can be very expensive. And being that it is very expensive, it, you know, it causes a lot of our people to become victims to this system because they go to court, you know, without a lawyer because they can't afford it. And they're in a situation where they're in the courthouse and then, you know, because you don't have a lawyer, but, you know, the person or situation that you're dealing with does. So therefore, it's easier for them to put you in a bad situation and for you to lose your case and then end up having to pay a fine or do jail time or something like that. So one of the things that we need to know about and to deal with is to have access to lawyers that are affordable and that are lawyers that truly don't mind working with you to help you out. And that's really something that's important as well, because you got to pay $500, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 for these lawyers, and you really don't have the time to deal with that nor the money, you know, then that creates a serious problem for you. But if you could put up a small amount of money and actually end up in a situation where you have a lawyer that could really help you out in, you know, quite a few different situations that you can find yourself in, then that's a great thing, and that's a good thing, especially if you don't have to spend, you know, a huge amount of money to deal with them. So when you're dealing with a small amount of money that's affordable, that really helps. And what I wanted to tell you about is a program that, you know, is out there. It's called Legal Shield. And Legal Shield is a program that can really, you know, help you get access to lawyers, and it's nationwide. So it doesn't have to be just that you're in the New York area. It can also be that you're in New Jersey, you're down south, you're in California. Nationwide gives you access to these lawyers that could actually help you out. And the good thing about it is to sign up into the program and to get their help, instead of having to put up $150, $200, $500, $1,000 to sign in, all you have to do is put up $29. And that $29 could get your foot in the door. So just in case you or a family member or a friend of your, you know, yourself, someone that you know that's a friend, you know, that needs help, you know, legally, you can actually help them out by bringing those lawyers to their aid. But to be in different situations where our people just go into a courthouse with no lawyer at all, it puts them in a very bad situation. And that's one of the reasons why dealing with Legal Shield can be something that can open the door for you, where you can get the justice and the protection that you need as an American citizen, instead of just going in there with no lawyer at all and then having to face a terrible situation because the other side of who you're dealing with has lawyers and has everything set up against you and you don't have anything set up, you know. So it's best to have that type of situation that you can deal with.
Thank you very much, Dr. Dinana. I want to add that question. Lawyers are available 24/7, all 50 states and Canada. I had a problem, 3 o'clock and experiencing through community and meditation. So welcome to him.
Yes, sir, Brother Nathaniel Evans. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. How you doing, Benyon?
All right. Well, I'm glad to see that you, you know, were able to make it on. And also, so if you could share your information that you have about your program with our people so that they could get a clear understanding of what getting involved in your program can do for them. So, yes, if you can share that with them now, that would be great. And we'll see what we can do from there.
Yeah, definitely. I have a few things going on, but the one thing I want to talk about is a platform where you can actually change your life with $15. It's actually a true fact. It all comes down to, you know, believing in yourself, you know, creating solid networks of people, you know, and, you know, really making, trying to make a difference really in your life. You know, I've really been, there's a lot of background noise, but. Yeah, so I've really been looking in depth into this program. You know, it's basically like a marketing, affiliate marketing structure. But it's one-time $15, one-time only, because the people that you bring in, the potential leaders that you bring in to the platform will allow you to take this money and constantly reinvest this money to build up your platform and to also help the people that actually come in and might have the capital to continue, be able to use your own platform to actually help them create a platform and to be able to move on their own, and then y'all can actually start building together. So just like, you know, this radio show, I really love this radio show because it talks about unification as a person. It's not, you know, not something that we want to do, it's something that we have to do according to this time, especially when I speak, you know, to black men, when I speak to black women, or when I, you know, come into contact with them in our communities and stuff like that, that high vibrational spirit that our people need to resonate off of is not always there. It's not in the eyes, it's not in the spirit, it's not in the way that we care, interact with each other. So I believe that platforms like this one will not only just bring forth economical wealth, but also but it will also bring about a connectedness that we got really warmer in this time. You know, we lost a lot of friends, families, loved ones within the last 2 years. You know, some of our friends and family didn't have the proper burial, you know, finances. You know, they didn't leave behind great legacies, you know what I'm saying, for their children's children. And I think that, you know, programs like this, not just this one, but with systems that we have to come together to build foundations, are super essential for us to basically be able to move forward and hold our head high in this land. And that's why I'm, you know, encouraging people to actually look into this platform, you know, look into how they could use $15. Like, I went to the store this morning, I spent $40, right? So we spend money all day, every day, especially on a lot of things that we think that we need, but we don't need them, or we can sacrifice them for a day or two to actually start reaching some prominent goals, you know what I'm saying, for our lives. And they basically, this is what this platform is about. It's actually being in the driver's seat, you know, for our lives. The other day, you know, for instance, I've met a friend of mine, reached out to me and said he wanted me to work with him on his job. And I'm always curious, so I went to the job just to, you know, talk to the guy, the white man. And the white man was offering me $20 an hour to stand in one spot for 10 hours. And so that's ridiculous, right? For me to stand in one spot for 10 hours and make $20 is crazy. But if I was to stand in one spot for 10 hours and enroll 10 people in a program for $15 every day, within 6 months to a year, I would be actually making six figures, right? So it's how we use our time, how we use our energy, and how we protect our time and our energy and not allow people to squander who we are and not allow us to have the financial freedom that they seek to have in their own lives. I believe that a man should not expect something from another man if he does not expect it for himself. That's one of our belief systems. So, yeah, you know, going to that, you know, interview or whatever actually showed me how our time is being utilized and squandered in the land, and it's under the pretense of making money, right? But if you use that same time and call 30 people a day, you know, for 10 hours, you would actually be successful in basically any program or any system or marketing tool that you're using for your own life. So we can do these things in these markets. We can work these strenuous jobs. You know, we can, you know, get COVID tests or COVID, you know, vaccines and stuff like that to work the jobs to make $16 an hour or $20 an hour or even $30 an hour. We can also build ourselves up and start working on systems and programs with one another that will allow each one of us to be successful. Not just me being successful over you, but us actually being successful together. You know what I'm saying? Building systems of success that we all can benefit from as a people. You know what I'm saying? And that's basically what I've been seeing, is that we're not taking the risk that we need to take in order to be successful, and as a result, we are basically being squandered economically in the land. We're not in the race the way we're supposed to be in the race. And even when y'all was talking about LegalShield, it's important to protect yourself. I actually know about this program. I'm actually looking into it, but it is important to protect ourselves on many different fronts. You know, I even got part of the program from Reverend Ron with $1,000. You invest $1,000. I'm in the middle of that program. I'm waiting for that system to actually start taking place so I can actually use the economic wealth that comes from that system to not only build myself up, but also others. As Reverend Ron and I spoke in the past about how we can take $2,000 or $3,000 of our own money and bring people into these different systems that we're working on, because we know and we want them to be successful. So this is the whole point. There is no swindling. There is no robberies here. It's actually, I want you to be successful just like I, right? Because I never know, as a man, if I should ever fall and I should ever need your help, and vice versa. You should be in, you know, I read an article with rich men. They protect other rich men from falling. But the poor man is not protected by anyone. When a poor man falls, he falls by himself. But when a rich man falls, he has friends, rich friends, that will actually come to save him from becoming poor. So we have a duty, I believe, to ensure that we become rich not only in money, but also in spirit, to make sure that we protect each other in the land and we not allow each other to just fall to the wayside. That's what I believe. So, you know, if anyone has any questions about this structure, there's many different opportunities in this one platform for $15. You know, they got the gas tablets that people can use to save money on gas. You know, they have a lot of wellness products, they have weight loss products, they have CBD products. So, and they have a lot of other perks that come with it. I think it's just believing in each other. You know, that's what I think the foundation is about. You know, I've been in other platforms where you have to pay $300 a month, $200 a month and stuff like that. The people will only pay it because we may believe that the more money we spend, the better chance of success that we're going to have. And that's not true. Right now, we're looking at different markets as far as cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, stuff like that. So the people are basically losing tons of money. People are actually going from rich to poor overnight. And a lot of people are creating a lot of scams like that in the land. So I think that is important that we find different tools, you know, that we can come together as 10 people, 20 people, 100, 1,000 people, and work our magic, right, so we can become successful and start building the way we want to build the land instead of just being built upon. Now, if I go down a block in Brooklyn, they're doing construction, right? they're building condominiums and condos, right? And it's black people and Hispanic people that's actually building these condos, right? But they don't have any percentage in the condos. They don't have any revenue that's coming other than the fact that they're getting paid every week or every 2 weeks. But once the building, is completed, they don't have no ongoing revenue for that property, right? So we need to invest in things that's going to allow us to have ongoing revenue. I don't care if it's a toothpick, right? We need to invest in things that's going to allow us to continue to have revenue and the things that we're putting ourselves involved in, instead of just creating something or being a part of something for one time and then, you know, everybody else benefits off it, but we don't benefit off of it. We can just walk by and say, I helped them build that. I helped them build it. I helped them build this road. I helped them build this thing out here. But we're not getting the benefits from all the things that we build in the land. We're not getting it. Right? A friend of mine, not too long ago, died in Rikers Island. His name was Elijah Muhammad. I used to work with Elijah Muhammad for like 2 years, and he was under my caseload. He had a mental health disorder. And, you know, I tried many different tactics to let Elijah know that he can actually beat this, you know, thing that's happening to him, and then he don't have to succumb to it. And Elijah wound up losing his life on Rikers Island because of that mental illness that he had, right? And it left me with a hole in my heart because I felt like I could have did more for him if the system that I was involved in didn't have so many rules and regulations, so many guidelines, and saying that I felt I could have did way more for Elijah than I actually did. But because I was connected to the system, I had to abide by these rules. And I think that it's important that we don't succumb to other systems for our lives, because if they're not increasing us for the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, there's really no reason to actually get involved with them and invest our whole life into these different systems that's not going to pay out. Me going to a memorial service for this guy was really profound, right? Me speaking about the care I have for him, the things he's doing for him and stuff like that, also shook me to the core spiritually and let me know that I'm in a position in my life now where I want to do more and that I'm obligated to do more for my people. And I'm hoping that people that's on this platform, you know, they could reach out to me, to Reverend Ron, to Ben Young, and we can talk. We can have a discussion. I can show you what I'm talking about. You know, we can start having faith in one another and start doing things in our lives that matter, and stop doing things in our lives that matter to others or put us live.
Mm-hmm. Well, sounds good, my brother. Well, I had a question for you, though, and that was,
yes.
When you signed into the program, before you actually get paid, how many people do you have to bring into the program with you?
Well, as soon as you bring one person into the program, you get paid as soon as you start bringing people in. It starts from, because they have many different tiers. So if you start from the first platform, which is only $15, any the first two people come in, you'll get $3, but then the next four people that come in, you'll get $10 per person. But let's say you start on the next platform, which is actually $25, you'll get 10 for the first two, but the next four, you'll get $75 a piece. Right, and if you go into the next program, which I believe is $100, the rate of investment compared to the rate of return is astronomical. Right, if you bring a person into the $100 program, you're basically going to make $250 off the last four lines per person that actually comes into the platform. Right, so it's basically like if I have to invest $35 to bring you in, and I get $75 back, it's a no-brainer. And that's why it's so important that we start trusting each other with this structure right here, because I can actually bring you in and don't lose any money or any sleep about my money, because if I bring you in with $35, I can get $75. Right? So I got my money back, and I actually got back a $40 increase. Right? So this structure was created by black people for black people. It's not to sound racist or anything like that. It is what it is. It's actually to create millionaires amongst black people, right? To see one another so we can actually be successful off the systems and the things that we invest in our time, our money, and our energy in. This is what this was created for, to catapult us to the next level so we can play the real estate game. You know, we can, around the corner from my house, they got they could open up another pawn shop for jewelry and stuff. We can open up our own pawn shops. We can open up our own store. We can actually invest in our supermarkets like a lot of brothers is doing in different places, right? We can do these things. We can actually get involved with development properties. You know what I'm saying? Create our own communities of properties and stuff like that with four or five people coming together and putting all their money in one basket and creating developmental properties in the community, because we're saying amongst black people that homelessness is skyrocketing, right? So if homelessness is skyrocketing, why aren't us as in positions or to actually put ourselves in positions so we can actually create properties and opportunities for our people not to be homeless in the land, right? So these systems like this are very essential. You know, me working for someone, yeah, okay, I could pay my light bill, my gas bill, my rent. But would it allow me to put my money together with my 10 coworkers that's working at the same job and build opportunities for ourselves and for within our community? And we're not doing these in these jobs. If this is not our mindset to be going to these jobs, there's really no reason to go into these jobs. And we're not going to take the capital that we have created amongst one another and build systems that will benefit us as a people.
Okay. Well, that sounds good, my brother, because, you know, being able to start off with the 15 and build your way up sounds like something that, you know, is good, because, like you said, you don't even have to come out your wallet or your purse. When it's out, well, okay, I got to come out with 100 now, or I got to come out with 50 or whatever. You know, that money is money that you're going to get back from bringing the people in. So that means that, you know, you don't even have to go back into your pocket again, which is good.
And you get a free website for life. And it comes with a free website for life. So the website has all these different products and services on it. That website is for life. You never got to pay a website fee or anything like that. You can take this website, share it across your platform, share it with your friends and family for free. There are no hindrances. Oh, you can't share on social media. You can't. No, you could actually go on social media and talk about the program, talk about the name of the company, share the link, share the product, and everything is a go. There's no restrictions on what you actually do with this website. You know what I'm saying? You can make your money hand over fist and not have to pay any more money out of your pocket. Where are you getting free websites? Right now, if I go and do a so-called free website, let's say GoDaddy or something like that, it's only going to be free for 2 weeks, right? And then after 2 weeks, I got to start paying a monthly fee for me to operate this website, right? This website is 100% free for $15. It comes with the whole package.
Okay, great. So, from the down, you know, just in case, you know, folks, you know, are interested more in this as well, is there a number where you could be reached?
Yeah, you can call me at 347-788-7925, or they can email me at NathanielEvans949@yahoo.com.
So you said that's 347-788, what's the last four?
7925.
Okay, cool. Well, that's good, Nathaniel, you know, because this way, you know, for those who are listeners, you know, with us tonight, you know, if any of them are interested to come on board, you know, because we're talking about practically no money, $15. That's hardly, you know, no cash at all. And for them to cross that up and to come into the program, and then to be able to, you know, bring a few people on. It's not like they got to bring, you know, to start off with, they got to bring 100 people. Like you said, even if they're bringing two people, they'll be getting, you know, money back out of this, which is great. So, you know, that's a good thing.
So anyway,
and you get paid every week. You get paid every week on the platform. You also, they let you know the platform is 100% real. As soon as you sign up, you can actually go into your back office and actually get your virtual card that actually goes to your Apple Pay. It goes to your wallet. You can actually use this virtual card. I've been using it in any store and everything. And then also you can actually purchase. You also get the physical card. That, you know, I also got the physical card and I also got the virtual card, right? So you can actually, you don't have to use your own bank account if you don't want to. You can actually use the tool that they actually provide you. And every week, if you wanted to be on auto, you'll get paid every single week directly into your card, right? Or directly into your bank account, however you want to set it up. But this is a weekly payout. Individual actually want to get involved, or you could just hold the money there, let it accumulate for 3-4 months, and then release it if that's what you want to do. But you have the opportunity to actually benefit in so many different ways from this platform.
Well, that sounds good. Yes, indeed. So, like I said, at this point, this is definitely a good program that I feel can definitely benefit the lives of a lot of people. So even though you might not be a millionaire, you could still take advantage of this and possibly become one. You know, but the bottom line is that you need to start off with having a determined heart and mind and knowing that if I really go for this and really put some serious energy into trying to make this happen, I could possibly make things really happen where I can make some good money off of it. And if people can really start to have that kind of confidence and know that if they really do sign up and get involved with it, all they have to do is follow through and, you know, deal with it. And the good thing about it is different when you got to tell people, well, you got to put up $2,000, $3,000, $1,500 to get into a program. That limits you down to, you know, fewer people because not everybody has that kind of money. But when you're talking about $15, you know, that's a whole nother story. You can get a whole bunch of people involved with that. And being that you can do that, that's a thing where you can seriously make some serious money. But anyway, we'll see what we could do with this, man, because I do believe that this could be something that, you know, could be a serious game changer for a lot of people. And I was going to ask Brother Ron as well if he had any comment on this, you know, in regards to how he feels this could possibly benefit people as well.
Well, definitely,
I can't hear you, guys. It must be some technical difficulties.
Yeah, one thing I'm saying is that you can't wait until things happen to try to figure out what I'm going to do. One of the major issues that we have in the black community is being lackadaisical, being non-consistent, and being just being late. You've got to be on time. You've got to make sure you got that money. You got to make sure you got it. It's too late to do it 30 days out. I mean, 30 days past due. 30 days before, you got to plan. Either you plan to fail or you fail the plan, but you got to have a plan in place. You got to be able to do this thing ahead of time. And you know, I'm learning as I get older that have that little nest. You know, some people say, well, this is not for me. I don't need this yet. But if you don't need it, maybe Tom, Dick, or Harry needs it. Maybe the person next door, maybe your coworker needs it. You know, refer people. If you don't need it, good. It's better, what's that song? It's better to have and don't need than need it, don't have. Good. If you don't need it, use it anyway. I'm out here trying to make extra money wherever I can. Even if it ain't for me, even if it's not my thing, even if I ain't gonna do with it, multiple income, multiple streams of income. That's what the rich people tell you. Diversify your financial portfolio. Multiple streams of income. Water, dog food, watermelon, cat food, chicken, diamonds, gold, whatever can bring you an income, you should be involved in. You should be involved in it. And you should have multiple streams of income. You should have money coming from the yin yang, like my brother say, from all over the place. You know what I'm saying? You should have money coming from all over the place. And you did not know that. In the words of my daughter, duh. You don't know that? Once again, Denae Robinson, I'll put you out here. Duh. You know, you just have to, you know you need different streams of income. You know when something dries up, the other one opens up. You know when one bank account is empty, the other bank account is full. You got to have a backup plan. You got to have a plan B. You got to have an option. You can't, my father says the bad rat only got one hole to run into. Because when they seal that hole up, what you going to do? You know what I'm saying? So you got to have a backup plan. You've got to have a backup plan. You got to put multiple streams of income. You got to make sure you got things going on from different levels, you know. And that's one other thing that on this show here, Experiencing Spiritual Unity and Meditation, other than learning spirituality and meditation, Dr. Binyamin talks about opportunities and ways to make money. Because life is not about one thing. I'm not saying it's all about the money, but the money plays a pivotal role in the total picture. So get involved. $15, it gets $20, $30, $40, $50. Then you take that money, you roll it over into other things in the program, and you make more money. Mr. Nathaniel Evans is willing to give you the social media exposure, and he's willing to work with you to help you manipulate these funds. He's doing it, and I don't know if he talked about it, but he's doing it. He's making money. Okay, multiple streams of income are coming into his household for his wife and his kids and himself. And the same thing can happen for you, you know. So I'm just saying it doesn't hurt to read, to listen, to explore, Google is seconds to get information. It doesn't hurt to go to YouTube and get information. All these businesses that we're talking about is on YouTube. You can find a YouTube instructions, a YouTube video telling you about every business that we talk about is on YouTube. And it won't hurt you, sir and ma'am, to take a couple of minutes of your day, 30 minutes, to just look at different opportunities. Read about them. It don't cost you nothing to read about nothing. It don't cost you nothing to give Brother Nathaniel a call or give Dr. Benjamin a call about some programs. You know, it doesn't cost nothing. Talk is cheap. It's the cheapest thing on earth. It don't cost nothing. So, you know, get into it. Get into the conversations. Get into the opportunities and see how you can prosper from it, how you can benefit from it. You know, get your friends involved. Don't let, sometimes you got, you know, Dr. Benjamin Bridges, you know, sometimes you got 20 people walking, sitting around with each other talking about I'm broke, all 20 of them. And not near one of them will get $15 each and go into a program. That's nonsense. That's crazy. That's asinine. That's kicking yourself in the behind while you're eating cheese. You must have something going on. I'm broke, you broke, we all broke. One of us got to come up with a plan. And if you're in a broke group, if you're in a broke association, I suggest that you let them know about these programs and get back with Dr. Benjamin, get back with Brother Ben, Brother Nathan Evans, get back with him, get back with Dr. Benjamin, and find out about these programs and bring your friends and family in. They broke and they begging you for money. Is it about time for you to give them a good idea so they can have money coming flowing every month and don't have to bother you no more? Think about it. Think about it. Be about it. Get it done. And you will be very successful. Back to Dr. Benjamin Bridges.
Well, thank you, Brother John, for your words. And, also, Brother Nathaniel, if you had any last that you would like to share with us on his program at this time, feel free to say something at this point before, we close out on that part of what we're going to talk about. And if not, no problem as well. But if you do have something that you'd like to tell people before we call it a day on that, then, let us know. And, we could move forward from there. Brother Nathaniel, are you still there? Oh, okay. So Brother Nathaniel, he's not there for right now. But anyway, what I would like to say again in dealing with this is that, this can be something that can really help the lives of a lot of our people. And, the good thing about it, it's at a situation where it's no big sacrifice that you have to go through in order to, get involved with it. And that's the good thing about it. Because like I said, if you got to pay, $1,500, $2,000, that's a lot of money, to come up with. And, right now, if you are financially struggling, to make ends meet with different, financial situations that you're dealing with, then, that kind of money, you're not even going to get involved with a program like that because it's just too much. And then because also some of us have been burnt before in these scams, we don't want to lose that amount, large amount of money in getting involved in a program. But when you have a program that's just $15, that you could get involved with, and that could really help to pull you out of any financial difficulties that you're experiencing right now, because it can create a stream of income that could really help you and your family out, that's a good thing. So that's one of the things that I really like about this program, that it's affordable and it's something that can be very powerful. It's just a matter of, you getting involved and taking some serious, action with it and seeing what you could do with it, you know? And that's a good thing, because once you really get involved with it from a serious standpoint, you're going to see that this can really add up to something that could help your bank account, help a lot of the bills and different things that you got to deal with. And this could really help you out quite a bit, you know. So anyway, $15 program is right on the money, and this could be something that could really help you out. Now, one of the things that I did want to, you know, mention at this point, because we only have, you know, a short period of time left, is that what I wanted to do at this point is to do a prayer and meditation, and you can focus on two things that we're looking at. One is to bring about wealth and prosperity into our, you know, community and into our lives again, you know, because that's very important, you know, that we can become magnets for wealth, where we're attracting great opportunities like this $15 program, and there's many other programs out there as well. But the bottom line is that this is the most financially convenient program you can get involved with no problem. The other thing is that we can also start to focus on seeing an ending of the violence and the murdering that's going on in our community as well. And these are things that we really need to know for a certainty, because once we start to really realize that these are things that we can do and that we can, you know, start to bring some positive change to, then these are things that we should really do on a regular. So anyway, Brother Nathaniel is back on the scene with us again. And Brother Nathaniel, you know, just in getting ready to close out before we do our prayer and meditation, what I was going to say to you, if you have any words that you would like to share with our group before we go, that would be great that you could, you know, say something before we cancel out and go to some other things.
Yeah, definitely. I'd just like to basically, you know, pinpoint that what Benyani was saying, that we do have the power to change a lot of stratospheres in our lives, you know, and close off a lot of the harm that's taking place, you know, towards us, you know what I mean? And that we actually doing against each other in this time, you know. So it's a great thing to come together on a spiritual level, you know, and not just on a physical level, but also on a spiritual level, because with this spiritual power, we can actually create new power in our lives. We can create new forms of energy in our lives that will benefit us for many, many years to come. You know, and, you know, having faith and trusting one another as we build on different systems are essential, you know, for us to grow as people. And I think this is one of the most important things. Like, we build a lot of systems up. We support a lot of systems in this world. But we don't support the system of us, and we don't build each other up the way we're supposed to. And this has become a great detriment against us as people. This is why there's a lot of murders and things like that are taking place against us in our own communities. This is why we don't feel safe in our own communities, because we're not building each other up on a spiritual level, and we're contending with each other for, you know, materialistic things and to have social positions in the world, but not having a spiritual connection and not creating economic structure that will benefit us on a spiritual level as well.
All right, my brother. You shared that with us, you know, before we do our prayer and meditation, because that is, you know, they call it the icing on the cake, you know, because bottom line is we do need to add that in, you know, because materialism is very important. But so is our spirituality as well. And we've been taught to basically, you know, ignore that aspect of ourselves and what it can do, because, you know, that's something that we, you know, really don't have the ability to do. And that's what this society is trying to teach us, because they don't want us to really tap into our spiritual God-given power. So that you have the power to manifest wealth in your life and no longer be caught up into you know, poverty at all, if you had the power to, you know, resurrect the dead or to even heal the sick or someone that's on their deathbed that's about to die, if you had that ability, that would be awesome and amazing, you know, for us to be able to tap into our God-given power and utilize that power to really help our people and help ourselves. And the beautiful thing about it is that power is laying dormant within us. All we need to do is spiritually awaken ourselves to know that we have the ability to tap into our God-given power and start to utilize it to actually be a blessing to ourselves and to our community. So anyway, I do want to, you know, say that before Brother Ron does a prayer for us, and in doing so, we'll see what we can do to get ready to get started on the meditation too.
Father, we thank thee for all that which is good, all that is pleasant, all that is considerate. All Heavenly Father, we ask thee to come upon us this time to give us the ability to see beyond our natural eyes, but into the spirit, O Father. We ask you for the meditation of the heart and the mind, that the spirit will all come together, and that we shall see unto things that we do not see in the natural. All things are good, all things are powerful in thy name, and we thank thee. Amen, amen, amen.
Okay, amen, my brother. Yes, indeed. So now what we're going to do, we're going to get ready to start off with the meditation. What I'm going to ask each and every one who is listening right now is to find a comfortable so that you can sit down in a comfortable spot where you won't be disturbed by, you know, anyone, you know, and that you could be focused on what we're getting ready to do. And basically, with that being said, what I would like to say is that what we're going to do first is do three deep breaths, and then we're going to go right into the meditation. So right now we have a few minutes left, and we have enough time to, you know, actually make this happen. So let's move forward and make it happen. So right now, our first breath, let's breathe in all peace, calm, and total relaxation. And breathe out all stress, anxiety, and tension. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Next breath, breathe in a feeling of knowingness, confidence, and faith in ourselves and in God. And knowing that we have the ability to bring positive change about, tap into our God-given power, which God has blessed us with. So we can utilize this power to be a blessing to ourselves, to our family, to our community. So let us do the last breath now. Breathe in deep and know for a surety that our time has come where we can utilize our ability to bring about positive change and create God's new reality in our lives. That's right. You do not have to be a prisoner or a slave of poverty. You do not have to be a person who is a victim of racism or other serious negative problems that we see on a daily matter in our community. And you don't have to be a victim of being shot and killed by either someone in your community or even a racist white police officer that, you know, have killed many of our people as well, children, women, and men. But the bottom line is this. Let us start to see our new reality. And one of the things that helped me to actually tap into my God-given power was I was saying an affirmation that was very powerful. And it was the exact powerful words of what Lord Jehovah, who was the father of Jesus the Christ, and what he said that was seriously a game changer. He said, "You are made in the likeness and image of God." You are made in the likeness and image of God. You are made in the likeness and image of God. You are made in the likeness and image of God. You are made in the likeness and image of God. You are made in the likeness and image of God. You are made in the likeness and image of God. You are made in the likeness and image of God. You are made in the likeness and image of God. You are made in the likeness and image of God. You are made in the likeness and image of God. You are made in the likeness and image of God. You are made in the likeness and image of God. You are made in the likeness and image of God. And by you saying an affirmation that is very powerful like that, that came out of the mouth of God and into your consciousness, now you can start to focus on the fact that you are not just what you've been told to believe by the society, that you are just a regular, limited human being that can do but so little. That is a lie. The truth is that you are a God being that is made in the likeness and also in the image of God. And being that you are made in the likeness and image of God means that you are a God being that has the power and the ability to do great, supernatural, and amazing things in your life. But you have to believe it in order to receive it. And if you keep saying that affirmation, not once a month or once a week or once every 3 months, nothing crazy like that. But if you can do that every day, say that affirmation, that would be very helpful. The other thing that is very helpful as well is the awesome, amazing power through meditation, which is visualization. Being that our eyes are closed, and now we are opening our third eye, our forehead, to see something that we want to achieve. But all we have to do is seriously believe. So what I want you to do right now is envision yourself as a true son or daughter of God, and that you have the ability to tap into your God-given power. And not only is it something that you have the ability to do, but see it as something that has already been done. And this is another powerful affirmation that can help you to receive the confidence, the knowingness, and the faith will be done. It has already been done. And this affirmation says, I see it already done, and my victory has been won. I see it already done, and my victory has been won. I see it already done, and my victory has been won. I see it already done, and my victory has been won. I see it already done, and my victory has been won. I see it already done, and my victory has been won. I see it already done, and my victory has been won. I see it already done, and my victory has truly been won. Once you can see that you, as a God being, has tapped into your God-given power, even though you have not fully been able to achieve it as of yet, but your mind is up on high and it starts to fly into the confidence and the state of confidence, where not only is it confidence but a state of consciousness that you have raised your consciousness up on high, where now you can start to envision yourself achieving your goals and dreams. That's right. See it already done, not as a doubting Thomas, but see it as a true believer in God and in yourself. And in God's chosen and powerful words, you are made in the likeness and image of God. Now, Jehovah was not clowning around when he said that. Let me tell these guys a joke. He was telling you that God's honest truth. But the problem is, because our society from childhood all the way up into adulthood has told us just the opposite. What? You are goddamn? Get out of here. You can't. No, you can't. And you have the ability. And all you need to do is to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this will come about. See it already done, and your victory will be won. And also, what I would like us to see now, not only is to know that you are now a true God being, but it also gives you one of the abilities, which is to manifest wealth in your life. And that makes you a magnet for wealth. And being that you are a magnet for wealth, that means that you can draw into your life huge amounts of money and cash quickly and easily, and know for a fact that this is something that can truly come about. But you have to believe it in order to receive it. If you're going to think that, this can't come about, then you're right. It won't come about. If you're going to put that brick wall of doubt up, then unfortunately, it will block you from being able to receive. But if you can actually believe beyond the shadow of a doubt that this will come about, if you can see it already done, then yes, your victory has been won. So what we need to do is to envision ourselves seeing the successful achievement of manifesting wealth in our lives, getting involved with different programs, seeing great successful opportunities pouring into our lives, and also being a magnet of wealth, being able to manifest great miracles in your life as well. Yes, you can do this. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, miracles can come flowing into your life and change your life as well. And God can provide those miracles with you. But the bottom line is, he gives it out to those who believe and have faith. Those who know beyond a shadow of a doubt that these are things that can truly come about to activate your God-given power, so that you can start to manifest miracles, great amounts of money and cash, great opportunities of success can start pouring into your life. But you have to keep your mind up on high and visualizing your goals and dreams successfully starting to fly. And if you can see things from that perspective, then yes, these great, awesome, amazing things will start to come about without a doubt. So all I can say right now is that we do have the ability, but we have to start to see it. And one last thing, let us know that the divine love of God in Christ is going through all our youth and through all our adult lives and seriously getting rid of all that negative desire, cleansing. So what I want you to do is to know for a surety that successfully we can end the murdering and killing that occurs in our lives. See it, believe it, and we will achieve it. And thank you all for coming on the show. Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. And know it's your time to receive huge amounts of dough.
I was born by the river in a little tent. A long time coming, but I know